When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, something died with them. That void and emptiness which you and I have inherited is the greatest craving of our lives. There is that urge, that drive within us that needs to be satisfied. We look to money, possessions, power, sex, drugs, alcohol, success, and a thousand other things to satisfy the craving. The problem is that the need is spiritual, not physical or emotional. It will never be satisfied with those things. It can only be satisfied by God, and God satisfies it by granting us forgiveness of our sins and by moving into our lives to dwell within us. What is the greatest manifestation of the power of God? What would get your vote as God's greatest power? I marvel when I read of the many examples of God's omnipotent power as it was demonstrated in His dealings with men in Bible times. I can only imagine what it would have been like to have been living in Moses' day and to see God do the marvelous things that He did to prove Himself to an unbelieving pagan people. The plagues that came upon Egypt, the parting of the Red Sea, bringing enough water out of a rock in a barren desert to meet the needs of 2 to 3 million people and all their livestock, wouldn't it have been fantastic just to see those things come to pass? What is the greatest demonstration of God's power? Is it His control over the natural elements of nature? In the Bible, we read of His calming the raging storm by simply speaking, "Peace, be still." I would like to have been in the boat with His apostles that night to see that miracle. We also read of His sending down enough manna, heavenly bread, to feed the 2 to 3 million Jews in the wilderness for 40 years. The manna was like frost on the ground each morning. All they had to do was gather it up. God fed His people. What about the healing power of Jesus Christ? We read in the Gospels of how He made the lame to walk, the blind to see, the paralytics to be strong and mobile again. He cast demons out of possessed individuals, and they returned to their right minds. My friend, according to Scripture, He even brought the dead back to life again. How can anyone question the omnipotent power of our Lord Jesus Christ? I could go on all day sharing examples of the power of God. I could tell you how He created the universe with just the words out of His mouth, how He caused the sun to stand still and even move backward in the sky, of how He came back to life on the third day after being crucified. But I want to share with you what I believe is one of the greatest manifestations of God's power. My scripture is found in Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 through 8. Listen to these words. Jesus stepped into a boat, crossed over, and came to His own town. Some men brought to Him a paralytic lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, He said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." At this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, "This fellow is blaspheming." Knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, "Why do you entertain evil thoughts in your hearts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Then He said to the paralytic, "Get up, take up your mat, and go home." And the man got up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe, and they praised God who had given such authority to men. Surprising works and surprising words. We see them both in these verses. My friend, God is a God of surprises. If you want the predictable, the ordinary, the common, then you don't want what He has to offer. Plain vanilla is just not His thing. His work and His words are continually challenging us to reach beyond ourselves. Go a little farther. Think a little deeper. Nowhere do we see this truth more clearly than in the passage I just read. Now, as we read those verses, there were two obvious demonstrations of God's power. First, He healed a paralytic. That is power manifested. Second, He knew the minds and hearts of the religious leaders even before they spoke. That, too, is a great manifestation of power. But the greatest manifestation of Christ's power in this passage came when He spoke words of forgiveness to the paralytic lying helpless on his mat. And friend, without a doubt, God's greatest power is His ability and willingness to forgive the sins of people like you and me. His forgiveness will always get my vote for the greatest manifestation of godly power and omnipotence. Let me offer to you three reasons why I believe that forgiveness is God's greatest power. First, I believe forgiveness is God's greatest power because it speaks to man's greatest need. What is man's greatest need? More often than not, it is something different than what we think it is. If I were to tell you that God would grant one wish or meet one significant need in your life, what would you ask Him for? Would it be for some kind of physical healing in your body? Are you dealing every day with a disease or handicap that is robbing you of joy and fulfillment? Maybe you have an illness that is terminal, and unless God heals it, it will eventually take your life. Is your greatest need for physical healing? Or maybe you need some kind of emotional healing. Perhaps you are carrying scars caused by hurts long ago. You may have been rejected, abused, or molested by someone close to you. And even today, the hurt is just as real as it was when it first happened. Do you need emotional healing? Perhaps you need some kind of financial miracle in your life or your family's life. You feel as though you're going down for the third time and there is no rescue in sight. Nothing short of a miracle from God will save you at this point. Is that what you would ask God for if He promised you one wish? You see, friends, that is exactly what these men were feeling for their paralytic friend in Matthew chapter 9. They were thinking in their minds, this man's greatest need is for physical healing. And it was physical healing for which they were seeking. But Jesus saw a deeper need in this man's life, a need overlooked by everyone else. It was the need for spiritual healing. The physical paralysis was only temporary, for everything physical is temporary at best. But his spiritual condition was an eternal matter. Second, forgiveness is a manifestation of God's greatest power because it touches us on a level where no one else can. You see, my friend, man is a threefold creature. He has a body, a soul, and a spirit. He is physical, emotional, and spiritual. When we relate to other human beings, we relate on the physical and emotional levels. But only a born-again child of God can truly relate to God and other Christians on the spirit level. The Bible says in Romans 8:16, "The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children." In other words, when we have been forgiven, the innermost part of our being is touched and made alive by the Spirit of the living God. Not only does He touch us and quicken us, making us alive spiritually, He moves inside to dwell within us. He sets up permanent residence within our hearts, and we become the children of God. This is the greatest need and desire of the human soul. Men just do not know it. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, something died within them. That void and emptiness which you and I have inherited is the greatest craving of our lives. There is that urge, that drive within us that needs to be satisfied. We look to money, possessions, power, sex, drugs, alcohol, success, and 1,000 other things to satisfy the craving. The problem is that the need is spiritual, not physical or emotional. It will never be satisfied with those things. It can only be satisfied by God, and God satisfies it by granting us forgiveness of our sins and by moving into our lives to dwell within us. So you see, forgiveness is the greatest manifestation of God's power because it touches us on a level that no one else can touch. Third, I believe that forgiveness is the greatest power of God because it manifests the greatest grace we will ever see or know. When God stills the waters and heals the sick, it always caused people to marvel at His power and authority. Even in Matthew chapter 9, the people only marveled when they saw Him raise up the paralytic. All of these outward demonstrations of Christ's power are further revelations that He was indeed the omnipotent Son of God. But when Jesus forgave people's sins, it seldom, if ever, caused others to marvel or give Him glory. In fact, it often caused them to criticize and condemn him. Why did he do it? Was it because the people deserved to be forgiven? Was it because they had earned his forgiveness? Absolutely not. He did it for one reason alone. He did it because of grace. He did it because of his love and kindness that he wanted to show in redeeming them from their sin and lost condition. If you have never experienced the miracle-working power of God's forgiveness, there is plenty of it to go around. Do you need to be forgiven today? You can be if you will simply call on him by faith, asking to be cleansed of all your sins. Won't you do that right now?